Welcome. We're glad you've chosen to listen to this message from what God is doing at Kingdom Faith Southwest. We pray you will receive the faith you need through hearing God's word.
Okay, the message for 2011. God wants to speak to us and to lead us as a good shepherd through this year. And it's wonderful that Jesus, one of his names is he's a good shepherd. And a shepherd leads, he guides, he feeds, he looks after and cares for his sheep. And our good shepherd wants to lead each one of us through this year into good pastures, green pastures, good places. He even wants us to go through valley times with his power and presence and come out the other side seeing his destiny, his victory in every situation. And in these times we are living in, they are serious times. You only have to watch the news or know what's going on in the world to know that the economy is in a serious state. World systems are failing, and world systems will always fail because they're built on the law of sin and death. And only something built on the law of the Spirit of life, on Jesus, will actually win and last. And so we shouldn't be surprised that these times are serious. Governments are failing. They don't know what to do. If I was in government, without God, I wouldn't have a clue how to look after the old people in our nation. I wouldn't have a clue how to provide for a health service that would take care of our people. And so we cannot look to the arm of the flesh or the arm of people, the strength of people to help us. These are tough times. But the word that God has spoken to me, to us as a leadership for this year is this one. Everything will be all right for those who do my word. Everything will be all right. Just let me say that again. Everything will be all right for those who do my word. These are times where things are being shaken and will continue to be shaken, bringing anxiety and fear and depression to many. And over this Christmas period, I've heard so many people say, people with a good career, people with great gifts saying, I am so depressed and I don't know what to live for. It's a fear and anxiety that is actually affecting people. And these times are difficult times. They're uncertain times. We probably, all of those who are working, could say, we're not certain about the jobs of the future. We're not certain about the markets, our pensions. We're not certain about what we can base our future on, apart from Jesus. There's a fear in this nation of not having enough. There's a fear of losing everything. But the Lord says everything will be all right for those who do my word. Jesus actually said it would get tough. And so this isn't new news. Jesus said it 2,000 years ago to his disciples about the end times in Matthew 24. He said, things will get tough. Okay, so Jesus knew that times would get hard. There would be an increase of natural disasters. When you look at Australia and the condition of the floods and the people in those houses, they are suffering disasters. Last year was a year of many natural disasters. There, Jesus said that there would be an increase of wickedness. And within our own county or region, we have actually heard of a murder of a young girl just before Christmas that makes you cry and sorrow for both the state of humanity and the suffering of those who are affected by sin and wickedness. So Jesus said that this is what would happen. And he actually said it's vital that we do not fear, that we don't get anxious about the times, and we don't act actually on bad news. We don't act on bad circumstances, because we're a people who actually have a Heavenly Father who cares and looks after us. We're not to act on our feelings. And in these days, and maybe in these years to come, yours and my feelings will be stirred up, sometimes very negatively, about what happens. But Jesus is warning us here today not to act on our feelings, because everything will be all right for those who act on my word. Everything will be all right for those who do my word. And so there's this contrast of our times in which we live in that are serious, tough, and shaking times that are causing many people to fear, many relationships to break up, marriages to be dissolved, families to be broken down. But God is saying that if my people will hear my word to them today and respond in the right way, everything will go well for you. So there's both bad news about what's going on around us, but good news if we heed God's word to us for 2011. You see, the word is medicine for us. The word is like medicine for our times. If we hear what God is saying, we will live healthy and survive well. In fact, we'll overcome in these times. Because we've been born to win. We've been created in the image of Christ and born to win in this life. For me, both as an individual and as a pastor, I am taking this word very seriously, because I know that people who just come and hear a message, it won't go well for them in the future. This is what Jesus is saying. But for those who actually hear it and put it into practice, it will go well. And everything will work out according to God's good plan for our lives. You see, the devil has a plan for you, and God has a plan. And it's our job to hear what God's plan is and to put that into practice. Because that's the path of blessing through 2011. That is the way through into goodness and the blessing of the Lord that will establish God's will for our lives and times. So how can we find this kind of phrase, everything will be all right for those who do my word? Where do we find this phrase? Let's look at Luke chapter 6. Aren't you glad everything's going to be all right for those who do his word? It's actually, essentially, it's good news. Because Jesus only ever brings good news. But there is, on the other side of the coin, bad news for those who don't listen and do what God is saying. And so kind of today's message is both an absolute blessing for us to hear, but it's also bringing a caution in to us, each one of us. And that's what a parent does, doesn't he? A good parent actually says, this is going to be good for you, but actually if you don't do that, it won't be good. And that's, God is a loving father. And what he wants to say is, this is good, but it won't work for you if you don't apply what I'm saying. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, Jesus speaks to this crowd of people and he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? I'll show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He's like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on the rock. When the flood came, the torrent struck and that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like the man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. I'm just going to flick over to 1 James as well. Let's, if you have your Bible, 1 James chapter 1. 1 James chapter 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, that's the word of God, and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Do you want to be blessed in 2011?
Yes.
Do you want God to bless you in 2011? Some people blessed me at Christmas and they had power to bless me nicely, but God's got amazing power to bless. His power, his ability to bless goes beyond what man can do. And so God says, if you want to be blessed this year, listen to my word. Don't forget what I say to you. Remember well what I tell you to do. Do what I'm saying and you will be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I know this is the most simple message you probably are ever going to hear at a new year. But it is the only message that will cause you to be blessed in 2011. Because the times are going to get so hard that you need this word. You need this word. You really, really, really need to wake up and hear. Like be alive and say, okay, I need to be awake. This sounds really simple that I'm missing it. But actually God is saying, everything will be all right for the one who does my word. You see, we are really good, and that I'd have to include myself, at hearing a lot of messages. Hearing things sometimes makes me think, because I've heard them, I've actually done it. Has anybody ever done that? I can actually hear a great message, get really excited about it, go, wow, isn't God amazing? And forget it and do nothing with it. And it never produced anything in my life. So I can, as James says, be self-deceived by hearing and not doing what God says. One of the things that in my life I can be totally deceived about, and that is health, diet, and exercise. Okay, why can I be deceived? Because I can hear all the doctors' reports on having a good diet, having exercise regularly in my life, so that I will live a healthy life. And so I can hear this. It's actually on the TV. It's in magazines. It's actually even in the Bible. To eat good things and to exercise and look after your body. But I can hear and hear and hear and do absolutely nothing with what I hear. And only when I do what I hear does it benefit me. And so this example from my life, and I'm sure that many of you have vowed to go on a diet for 2011. Okay, how many have vowed to reduce what you're eating and exercise a bit more in 2011? Wave. Oh, come on, let's be brave. Come on, guys. Yeah, that's a lot of us. Some of you need to repent. No, just kidding, just kidding. And so if we even buy the Wii Fit, you know, we can buy it, we can even get one for Christmas. We don't even have to leave our house to get healthy. We can do stuff on the TV and do all this kind of interactive visual stuff. Or we can think we're doing it, and we got the present, we've read about it, and we've thought of ourselves 2 stone lighter. But because we never actually do anything, it has no benefit whatsoever. And God is saying, my word will have no benefit in your life unless you actually put it into practice. Now, some of you know I went to China for New Year with Sandra, and we went to meet a friend of ours in Beijing. And just for your information, this year in China, starting I think at the end of February, it's the year of the rabbit. You know, China, they have years. They've just had the year of the tiger, and Mars and Haley already knew that information. It's the year of the rabbit. Well, this year, for Kingdom Faith Southwest, it's the year of the shovel. This is the year of the shovel. Why? Because, just let me get rigged up here and not do anything awful to these wires. Because so many of us have our lovely iPods. Okay, mine's pink. I like pink. And we can hear lots of messages. We can walk around saying, yeah, I heard what God said in that meeting. It was a good meeting, wasn't it? Brilliant. Really enjoyed it. Actually, I was on God Channel. I was reading my Bible. Wrong ears. Always happens to me, that. And, you know, there it was. I was like, yeah, that's a great message. Thank you, God. Yep, yep. Hallelujah. I've just heard the word of the Lord. It's awesome. And absolutely nothing will happen by just hearing. That's what God is saying. Just because you hear the word, you hear Jesus' voice, you hear him speaking to you through his word, by his spirit, when you come in to hear the preaching of God's word, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen for you. You need to combine what you hear with the shovel. As Jesus said in the parable, the one who dug from hearing what Jesus had said and put that word into practice is the one who actually survived and overcame every storm. Who was safe when everybody's house was being ruined. The shovel is the key to the year. It is the year of the shovel. Let's just have a look at a chart from this parable or story that Jesus taught on the building the house on the rock or on the earth. First of all, there's two columns, hearers only and doers of the word. A hearer only. Let's do a contrast of hearers only. The ones that just have God's voice plugged in but do nothing. They don't do anything, but the doers get applying what God has said as soon as they've heard it. So, for example, if you hear a message that Jesus says, I want you to forgive everyone, hearers won't change. Doers will say, I choose to forgive everyone who's hurt me. And they go and put the word into practice. A hearer has no application, no digging. In fact, they walk around in this spiritual bubble going, oh, what a lovely word. I got all these promises from God. And you know, they can actually look at the ones who are working saying, I don't know what's wrong with you. You seem to spend all your time, you know, kind of doing stuff that I don't do. I just kind of arrive and hear a nice message and go out the door and live my life as I used to live it. But the ones who hear actually apply change and start to dig. And you know, a shovel, to me, this speaks of hard work. Does it you? It speaks of effort. It speaks of actually putting what God has said into practice. You know, one of the biggest doers, the things that God wants us to do this year is to love one another. Okay? Now that doesn't come in a bubble of an emotion, having a good word on a Sunday. It comes from actually saying, okay, I'm going to have to work at this relationship. I'm going to have to really put an effort into loving my family, loving my husband, my wife, loving my brothers and sisters in Christ. This looks hard work, but Jesus says, if I do this, nothing will destroy my house. It's an actual insurance policy against your house being wiped out. Doing what Jesus said. They both built a house or a life that looked okay for a while. And this is where we think everything's all right, which is why Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? Because if Jesus is Lord of your life, it doesn't just affect your mouth, your words, your talk. It actually affects what you do. You are under someone who is actually, can I say, your boss. And so if he says, go there, do that, be committed and faithful there, then he's boss. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But you can see both of these houses for a while, and before the storm hits, both look the same. And Jesus is saying there's a time before, you know, trouble comes or situations break out that everything can look okay. But it's when the trouble comes, then we will see what you and I built on. And even at the end of time, when the destruction comes, whoever is not built on Jesus and his word, their whole lives will fall away. And so it looks like we're the same. Jesus is saying sometimes it looks like you're the same, but I know those who do my word, they're building something that lasts. One of them, the hearer only had a foundation that was easy and quick to build. Sometimes I look at situations and I think, isn't it great to see how people seem to be like shooting stars sometimes? Everything works for them just like that. Do you know people like that? Ministries like that where it seems everything just takes off. But don't be deceived, because the reality is if you're building something that lasts, you don't see something for quite some time. A good work doesn't appear to be sensational for a long time. But it's only over a process of time do you see the fruit of what was dug in the years when nobody was looking. Amen. The hearers only built on earth the things of this world. Very shallow. There's no depth at all to the work of God in their lives. There isn't this passion and love for Jesus and the word to, Lord, I just want to do whatever you ask me to do. This person is built on Jesus, built on the word of God, and actually is therefore unshakable. Can't be destroyed. No matter what storms come, you're going to stand. Thank you, Jesus. Next one, please. The hearers only had storms and flood, and so did the doers. Isn't it interesting that Jesus says, everyone who calls me Lord, and that could be in the same church. We could all, it could mean here today. Have storms. So it's not that being a doer of the word eliminates storms, but it means that it doesn't come into your house and destroy you. Thank you, Jesus. Hearers only, shaken, fell, and was ruined. Jesus said, the end of somebody who's just a talker and not a doer is a disastrous fall. But the end of someone who does my word is a remarkable stand where actually nothing is destroyed, nothing is broken, and nothing is removed. Thank you, Jesus. In James, it says that the hearers only are deceived, but those who live doing the word live with true perspective on life, can actually see what's really going on. There's nothing more deceived than a Christian who knows a lot and does nothing. Satan doesn't have to do anything. You're totally deceived if all you do is know a lot and do nothing with what you've heard. And so this year we make it our goal to live, to do what Jesus said. The hearer only is unchanged by the word. The doer is changed. Thank you, Lord. And finally, the hearer only is negatively affected by circumstances, but the doer is blessed by God. And so, if it's the year of the shovel, then it's the year to really take seriously God's word to us. It's a year to actually say, the times are so serious that it matters what I do with what I hear. And my future is dependent not on God, but on me. That's an interesting one, isn't it? God has already mapped out your future. He's already given you everything you need for life and godliness. But it's only those who dig and use what God says and put it into practice, work, put effort in, that actually can see the blessing of a future this year. And so this word is quite a somber word, isn't it? And yet I believe it's attached to the most glorious promise. I don't think we need to miss the positive side to this word. That those who don't just hear, but do what I say, they are going to be so blessed this year. There's going to be provision in the house. There's going to be deliverance in the house. There's going to be more than enough in the house. There's going to be victory in the house. There's going to be health in your house. You're going to build a strong house for the future. And not only that, the waters of destruction that are outside through the storms of life, many people will jump into your house and be saved because you've built a house that lasts. And I believe that God wants us to know that it matters to this generation and to the people around us what you do with what you hear. The consequences are there for you and for me. Our future is in our hands. It's in your hands to have a blessed future. It's in your hands to be blessed economically. You know, I never get why people don't understand God's word to tithe. Because whoever does is blessed in what they do. It just, that's it, flat. That's it. You'll be blessed. I don't get it. And I look at this and I'm thinking, well, if you don't operate in God's system of blessing, then you're going to come under the world system, which is actually cursed. And it's failing and going nowhere. And so, give, and it will be given, is the way to operate in the kingdom of heaven. And your future is going to be blessed economically because you're doing what Jesus said. Why do you call me Lord and not... Why do you call me Lord and not do what I say? And Jesus, I believe, brings this parable because he loves us. And he wants us blessed. His goal is that you're blessed. And so the initial kind of effort and work you put in produces far more blessing that you'll forget that you had to put effort in to what God said because you're going to be so blessed. There's more than enough for those who do God's word. There's more than enough for those who do God's word. Everything will be all right for those who do my word. That is God's word to us this year. It's a simple message. It's a message that brings hope for the future. It delivers us from the times because the kingdom of heaven is never in decline. The kingdom of heaven is never shaken. It can't be destroyed. The kingdom of heaven always has more than enough and never lacks anything. The kingdom of heaven is full of good things, of health. If the NHS fails, God's healing power never fails. If your pension has failed, God has more than enough. If the banks absolutely go, if everything really falls, let me tell you, those who do God's word will stand. Amen. And so this is a good word. You're looking at me like, I know it's a serious word because we are in serious times. And sometimes, you know, I like as much as anybody else to leave on a high. But I'd rather you left with a shovel. Because I know you're going to be more blessed by doing the word than by any high experience. And so, what a word from the Lord, eh? And I'm going to go for the shovel. Yeah. That's my choice. Whatever Jesus says to me, I am going to commit this year to doing. Whatever I read, I'm going to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it. Just because I felt it or read it doesn't mean I've done it. But I'm going to actually have a big application section of my day that is saying, okay, checklist. Have you or are you doing what God said to do today? And if I am, I am going to be blessed in what I do. So, guys, what is our response to Jesus this year? Well, I think thanksgiving that Jesus has rescued us out of the kingdom of darkness and that actually we are no longer subject to the kingdoms of this world. And because of that, God is our Heavenly Father, and He's a good Father, and He wants to take care of each one of us. And our response to this word is, and can only be, your own personal response. There is nobody in this room that can give you a blessed future but you. Only you can change what you do. Nobody in this room can force you to do something. But God is saying, if you will, by freedom of choice, do what I say this year, you are going to be blessed in what you do. Praise God. Let's stand.
This completes the message. Thank you for listening. If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186, or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.